The Ghana AIDS Commission is in dire need of $2 million to immediately purchase 1 million pieces of testing kits and more than 5,000 antiretroviral drugs. Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur, who is the chairman of the commission, has therefore appealed to corporates Ghana and individuals to financially or materially support it. He made the appeal when members of the steering committee of the Ghana AIDS Commission and heads of religious bodies in the country conferred with him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Sethi Ya reports.
The meeting with the religious leaders was a follow-up on an earlier one held with the advocacy committee of the Ghana AIDS Commission to share its resource needs. The acting director general of the commission, Jacob Saki, said foreign support for its activities has almost ceased and efforts are underway to mobilize resources locally to fund programs. He said the commission needs $2 million immediately or risk plunging into crisis.
We have realized that we are going to face crisis immediately in the very short run if we are not able to procure about 1 million pieces of test kits and about 5,882 of ARVs within this short period. So, yes, the general resource mobilization strategy that we are pursuing with the help of the Resource Mobilization Committee is on course, but we thought we should find a way of funding this $2 million requirement immediately.
Vice President Emisa Arthur urged Ghanaians to consider helping the Ghana AIDS Commission as a responsibility.
We all help to provide the test kits. That will mean that people get to know their HIV status very early so that it can limit and minimize the transmission. We have a responsibility to be our brother's keeper. If that is not enough, we also have a responsibility to preserve ourselves. So self-preservation is a major requirement for each one of us. We have a responsibility to give cheerfully, not because we are compelled to do so, but because we think it's our responsibility to help preserve our population. So that's why we have invited you here. We hope that at the end of this meeting, we'll have a way in which the people of Ghana will help preserve themselves by providing funding to help us buy 1 million test kits. Foreigners have funded the HIV testing program for a long time. I think that's time we ourselves took over that responsibility. And if government budget is constrained and cannot provide the funding on time because of cash constraints, we cannot also wait with arrears and say that, oh, in 2 years' time, the government will finish paying. And so at that time, by that time, many people would have perished as a result of our inaction.
The religious leaders pledged to support the commission. Sethi Ya, reporting for Radio Ghana.